God bless you today, beloved. Praise the living King of glory. Amen. Nothing like the presence of Jesus and knowing what he has accomplished. Amen. In this world, you will have many pressures, many difficulties. But be of good cheer. If you look up that word cheer, it actually means courage. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't give up. For he has overcome the world. Praise God. He's already done it on our behalf. And we're just going to be here for a little while. And our troubles are light and they are momentary compared to the glory of God that's going to be revealed in us, that's going to be produced through what we face, what we go through. I heard somebody ask a question. Is life a test? And that's the way a lot of Christians think. They think that life is a test to see if we're good enough for the kingdom. But it's not a test. Life is not a test at all. It's a school. It is a school to train us and show us and teach us and prepare us for what God has in store for us. It's not a test, praise God. It's a school. Thank you, Jesus. I remember Leonard Ravenhill used to say that this life is a dressing room for eternity. He actually says nothing more than a dressing room for eternity. You're being prepared for where you will spend your eternity, what your reward will be. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I just wanted to take a few minutes today and talk to you about baptism. Somebody asked me to do this, actually, and I've been praying for several days. Okay, Lord, you know, quicken my spirit, because there's a lot of things I'd love to say, but I want the Holy Spirit to really have control here. And one of the things he impressed on my heart this morning is something I didn't think of at all over the last few days, and that's the fact that baptism is not very prominent these days. It's hardly ever talked about. You turn on the TV and turn to all the Christian, you know, preaching and shows, and I very seldom ever hear it mentioned or see it for sure. I almost never see it. And of course, most local congregations still practice it. Most of them very, very infrequently, maybe once a year, maybe once or twice a year, something like that, they do baptisms. The last time I've seen baptism be real prominent was in the Brownsville Revival. I was there at Brownsville Assembly. I was in the military, and I was part of that church before Revival came, and then all throughout the Revival. In the end of that, I started pastoring other churches. But that was a prominent thing. Every week we did baptisms because there were people getting saved. And the thing that's really concerned me over the years, as I've really began to find out what the true gospel is that baptism, even though now it's done so infrequently, is not done with a whole lot of depth of meaning. People don't really understand what it is, and it's been relegated to, when I say relegated to, it's been minimized to making a public profession of your faith. And what people think about that is that I'm publicly proclaiming that I'm a Christian. And that's most of the time when I hear baptism described, it's a public profession of your faith. Church I'm attending now is so glad they're about to have a baptism. And they were talking about identifying with Jesus's death and burial and resurrection. And they didn't go into great details about it, but I'm sure they'll have a baptism class. But that is exactly what baptism genuinely and really is. Baptism is not just publicly proclaiming that I'm a Christian, I'm going to follow God. That's the opposite, actually, of what baptism should be. Baptism is a real as it should be something that's done when a person has a realization of what the cross means and what it accomplished. First of all, they have to see that why they needed to die and that they did die with Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus didn't have to die to inherit the kingdom. We did. He became us. The Bible said, "He who knew no sin was made to be sin." That's what we are, friends. Not just what we do, it's what we are. That's why all of our righteousness, even, is as filthy rags, because the natural life of Adam is not the life of Jesus. It's not the life of the Father. It's an independent life that is evil. Jesus even called his own disciples evil. And so when we really understand the truth, we see why we had to die. And we begin to identify with what Jesus did. He took us to that cross, and we died there, and we were buried with him. And the word actually says we were buried with him through baptism. Amen. Into his death. And Paul says, how can you continue in sin if you died to it? What a strange question, because it didn't make any sense to the natural mind. But what he was actually saying is, if you truly died with Jesus Christ, then how can you continue to sin? And what he was saying is, the reason you're doing that is you're walking in your old life. You haven't learned, you haven't understood what the cross accomplished. So you're not really entering into or believing in this life of Jesus Christ. You see, baptism is a transition. It's a symbol, at least, of a transition from our life that is wicked, that is evil, into his life. And it's not a magical thing. We don't go in the water and come up and now we don't want to sin anymore, and all of a sudden we're not walking in the old man anymore. No, it's a symbolic thing. It's a gesture on our part that we are, for now on, we have decided to identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are turning away from our old life, who we are naturally, not just drinking or smoking or cussing or whatever it may be. The Apostle Paul turned away from his zealous religion, his trying to be righteous for God. The Pharisee, Sadducee, teacher of the law, all the religious people needed to reject their life just like the sinful people did. It's not just coming to God and saying, I'm not going to sin anymore. I'm not going to look at pornography anymore. I'm not going to cuss anymore. It's coming to God recognizing that our life as a whole, all of it is corrupted. And we can't produce anything that's truly good or truly righteous. And so we begin to identify with what Jesus Christ accomplished. And in the beginning of our Christian life, we don't fully understand that, but we can begin that process of identification. And one of the main things we need to do, and we need to continue to do it in the church, is baptize people, telling them, explaining, helping them understand this is identification with the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus, and emphasizing that this is something that you're going to need to do every day of your life. Not getting water every day and get baptized physically, but you're going to need to identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ every day of your life. That's why Paul said, I die daily. That's why Jesus said, take up your cross. Jesus said, every day, daily, take up your cross. If a man doesn't hate his own life, he can't be my disciple. He's saying, if you don't hate the life that came from Adam, you can't have the life of the last Adam. Now, this is something that a new believer is going to grow in for the rest of his life. He's going to be learning more and more what it means to identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Every new zealous believer thinks they've got it all down. But friend, I can assure you there's not a single one who ever has, ever, ever, ever. The most spiritual people I know, it takes decades to really begin to grasp the fullness. Now, you get wonderful, marvelous revelations and wonderful pieces, but the longer you walk with God, the longer you stay in His Word, the longer you continue to meditate on death, burial, and resurrection and how it's applied to you, the more that truth is unraveled and revealed to your spirit, and you learn how to really walk in the life of Jesus rather than your own. And it's not by your effort. That's another thing I want to throw here real quick about baptism. Baptism is recognizing I can't produce it. I cannot produce God's righteousness. That's why I had to die. That's why I need a new life. Nicodemus, John chapter 3, he was a wonderful man. And Jesus tells him, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born again. You must receive a new life. Even though Nicodemus was a great man, an upstanding citizen in men's eyes, his life was corrupt. He needed a new one. And so we all need this life of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're doing whenever we get baptized. And I'd like to go into a lot more details, but this is a very simple word for initial baptism, for people that are considering baptism. And friend, if you got baptized in the past and you really didn't understand what you were doing, it would be a wonderful thing. You don't have to, because you can identify every day with his death, burial, and resurrection right now. You don't have to go get baptized again, but it would be a wonderful thing to do for your own spirit and to acknowledge before others that you are truly identifying with the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus. There's nothing more wonderful. I'm identifying with his death, burial, and resurrection. I'm not setting out to please God and do everything God says. I'm not setting out to follow the law. We do want to please God, but the only way we can is to walk in the life of Jesus. It's the only life that pleases the Father. So baptism is a surrender. It's an entering into the rest of God. It's beginning to look to him every day to live his life through us and to teach us why we had to die, to show us how to believe what he accomplished and how to confess what he accomplished, to believe in this life of Jesus Christ and put all of our confidence in it and look to him to finish the good work he has begun in us. Praise God. I hope that's a blessing to you. I'm so tempted to just keep going and going and going. And that's why I've been praying for a couple of days, because like, I don't want to just say what I want to say. So I'm going to bite my tongue here in Jesus' name, and I'm going to leave it simple today for this message about baptism. And if you haven't been baptized, I encourage you to do it, but to do it by identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. If you have been baptized, remember you must continue every day to identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God bless you.